Hit bullet points, Dave. Go.
I'm the bullet point guy. That's what I do.
Bullet points. Hit them.
Oh, now?
Yeah, man. This is the fucking. This is what they're paying us the big money for, is to advertise their products.
Well, Kyle, today's episode is brought to you once again by AdamandEve.com.
These motherfuckers are not listening to these spots.
Hey, we'll take their money, and we'll talk about their wonderful products. It's a give and take, Kyle. It's a give and take. Much like sex, it's a give and take.
How are the polyamory people not on top of it's not Adam and – it's Adam and Eve, not Adam or Eve.
Anyway, Kyle, go to AdamandEve.com for a limited time only.
Even
limited.
If you're an Adam and Steve, yeah. You can still get stuff at Adam and Eve. Steve's, don't let that be exclusionary.
Steve's, Eve's, Adam's, all of them. Go to AdamandEve.com, limited time only. You get 50% off. They say just about any item. So that means there's a couple items like in a display case that
– I want to meet the one fucking idiot who's paid full price at AdamandEve.com. Where is this guy from?
Yeah. Well, he's not listening to this podcast and getting all these great deals.
Sure as shit ain't.
When you select your one item at 50% off, guess what else, Kyle? They're going to throw in three free adult DVDs? DVDs. Yeah, what could those be?
Adam or Eve.
It's just three DVDs about World War I.
It's a Time Life. It's an incomplete set of some Time Life documentary. Ken Burns, The Civil War.
Oh man, this doesn't make me horny at all.
I've never seen a 7-year-old make it through these. These are adult DVDs.
They're going to throw in the three free adult DVDs. Then they're also going to throw in a free mystery gift. Lord knows what that could be.
Yep.
It could be a lawnmower.
The fourth DVD.
It could be a lawnmower with a dildo on it. Who knows?
That's unusable.
I can figure out what to do with it. And to top it all off, they're going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. Free shipping.
From them right to your asshole, free of charge.
Go to AdamandEve.com. Use code BOOGIE at checkout. If you don't know how to spell that, that's B-O-O-G-I-E, in that order. I saw a video the other day of somebody put a dildo that had a suction cup on the wall.
Yeah.
And their cats come out.
That's fun.
Oh, that's a good time. Cats just pawing at it, having a good time.
Oh.
So I don't know if they sell.
Comfortable just thinking about
that. Yeah, I don't know if they sell cat dildos there. Anyway, yeah, code BOOGIE. Get your 50% off any item, three free adult DVDs, mystery gift.
Cat dildos.
Free shipping, all that stuff. Be sure to use code BOOGIE. That way they know we sent you.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
I just started it. We'll just talk. I didn't test levels.
All right, so we just go ahead and start talking?
Yeah. You know how we do it. I've never been high on an airplane, though.
Okay. You've never been high on an airplane?
No, I just take, like I said, that's what we're lead. The lead in was I just ate some marijuana candies.
What kind of candy?
Like watermelon drops, like a. Like a hard candy.
Okay.
That wind is going.
Yeah, it is. It is windy.
I might have to pause to go collect. We got one fern down already out there, and everything else is just whipping around.
You got a lot of green out there, man.
Yeah, Rachel does a lot with the
hanging baskets.
Yeah, I got to keep an eye on that blue one. I don't want that pot to break. I like that pot.
Hmm.
Speaking of pot, never been high on an airplane. Like I said. Eat them candies. Doesn't do it for me.
Get you some hard candy. Get you some magazines and hard candy and something to occupy your mind at night.
I can never buy the magazines. Mm-hmm. Like when I see somebody with like just the grip of Us Weekly and be like, what a huge insult to the planet. Weekly magazine.
Oh, okay.
Nothing makes me feel better than being at a checkout at a grocery store and not knowing anybody on an Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, yeah. I feel like that's a sign. That's like you're living your life the right way if you could look at an Us Weekly and go, I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that way every time I accidentally land on like TMZ. Mm-hmm. And they start talking about it. I'm like, I'm glad I don't know who most of these idiots are.
You know what? I'm upset with myself because I look at it and I'm like, yeah, fuck this thing. Fuck TMZ. You're gross. Oops. And then, but if it's on somewhere else, I watch it. Like, I would never allow myself to put it on in my own home.
Yeah.
But if it's on, like, if it's like, you know, you're getting your oil change or something, it's on, like, I guess I'll watch it here. So it's like, no, I'm no better than the people that are watching it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, dude, you got to get high on an airplane. It's good times.
I tried going to China. But these candy, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens at the end of the hour. Mm. If these candies are worth their salt, we'll have a time with it.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
What's going on? I'm good, man.
You just came back with some Holland Rays.
Dude, I got you a little surprise. Got you some surprise chicken.
That was nice. I wasn't feeling well. I bailed on the Holland Rays today, and then you came back with some chicken. That's a pal.
Yeah, you know.
Hell of a pal.
I figure I stand in line for an hour and a half. I got to get my money's worth, you know. I got to bring some home to the friends and family.
I'm rolling in there with a grand. Yeah. Just buying as much chicken as – I wonder how much chicken have you seen somebody leave there with?
Oh, man, I've seen that's the kind of place that attracts that type of behavior, you know, because it is such a long wait. It's such an effort. Well, I've seen dudes come out with, like, two or three, like, mall shopping bags.
Oh, sure.
Like, you know, something that would – you know, you go to the mall and buy – five pair of pants, and they put them in a big Macy's bag.
Or yeah, yeah.
That they've got those there, just a big, like, really really hefty paper bag.
If I went, I would buy two sandwiches mm-hmm. next time.
Yeah.
So a chicken sandwich you could reheat, all right?
Yeah. I got two last time, but just ate both of them.
You just coughed. It was like a little bit of shame.
Ate both of them.
You just ate them both there?
I got two. The one. Not this time. Today I was pretty good. I just had the gigantic sandwich and fries. But last time I had the one sandwich, and I'm sitting at the bar by myself. I'm like Norm at Cheers there.
Yeah.
They all know me. And sitting at the counter, and they're like, "How was everything, dude?" I was like, "Oh, man, it's so good." I was like, I'm debating on whether or not to get another one for the road. And without even just 30 seconds later, boom, there's a sandwich in front of me.
For the road.
Free on the house. And then I was like, well, I'm already sitting here. I've already got my hands dirty. Might as well go ahead and polish this off now. So
I don't fight you on it.
Yeah. So
I don't fight you on it.
It's a good time, man. Oh boy.
What's happening in this world right now?
I don't know, man. Are we about to go to war or something? What's going on?
Are we?
I don't know. I can't keep up.
I sure as shit don't care. I don't give a fuck. That's a terrible thing to say. No, I can't watch any news stuff. It's always bad. It's always terrible. Why? What's the point? I'll go on, like, I got the news app on my phone and just the headlines alone. I don't, like, oh, Trump flip flops on his, but of course he did. Mm-hmm. He's not real. That was the good. Did we talk about that? Somebody's theory, like, he didn't want to win. He had Trump TV all set to go for the election. He was going to run, he was going to lose, and then he was going to have his new empire of a television. Would have his own Breitbart type of news channel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was somebody's theory. Who was I talking to about this?
What do they play on Trump TV? Just a bunch of old Three Stooges?
I mean, honestly, that would be the most human-like behavior. That would be the most endearing thing he could ever do.
What if he did have, like, a comedy network? It's just old reruns of Andy Griffith.
Well, if we want to go that way, that's the problem with right-wing comedy. There's no soul to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always like, well, why aren't conservatives funny? And I don't know. Like, I legit, like, if it's funny, I'm going to enjoy it. You know, I'm going to laugh at all of it. It's just that there's no soul. It's like
Well, I'm trying to think, who are the right-wing comics? I mean, other than that one goober that's been in the news lately.
Oh, Owen Benjamin?
Yeah. What's his problem?
He's just not funny. And so, like, it's the problem. Like, all the right-wing guys that aren't funny, they think they're being censored mm-hmm. because they're scaring people. It's like, no. He got kicked off Twitter. For anybody that doesn't know, Owen Benjamin was a comic who was using the N-word, saying fag a bunch, trying to be like, well, I'm not racist or homophobic. I'm saying this because it's like, why should – all right, I'm a little cloudy and not feeling well today, but let me try and get my point out mm-hmm. there. He's saying, why should we – these words be so – they're just words, and why should anybody be fragile? Isn't it kind of – condescending to black people that we like won't even use a word. It's like, well, let's just get beyond that word to not let it be anything. So he was saying, under the guise of satire, he was saying it. Uh-huh. And then, of course, reactionary liberals looking to be offended, like, he's racist. Like, okay, no. He's doing, and I put it on Twitter already, he's just showing, like, look at why are you getting mad at a word? You're getting mad at a word. But he's a fucking dickhead. So it's not coming from somebody who's being like, you know, it's coming from a guy who's had no worries in his life. He's a 6'7" straight white guy. So even on top of just being a straight white guy, which we both are, he's also 6'7". He's never been intimidated in his whole life. You know, he makes me look like a victim because I grew up left-handed and I had glasses. So there, if I had something to fucking fight against. But he's using all this. But then he went after one of the David Hogg, I think that's one of the Parkland survivors. And he kept going like, you don't even have pubes yet. Isn't it amazing? Like, you're telling people how the constitutional policy should be dictated, but you don't even have pubes. Like, focused on the idea of not having pubes. It's terrible comedy. Mm-hmm. It's bad comedy. Yeah. So that's why people singled him out to be offended by him, because it's bad comedy. If it's funny and makes me laugh first, and then I go like, oh, I don't really agree with it. Mm-hmm. John Roy made a good point about, like, that's a good comic when you make me laugh at something I don't agree with. And I think the example was a Nick DiPaolo joke, which, whoa, boy, I really started the mower on that one. Look at you. You even look surprised.
Whoa.
You look impressed.
Sometimes I don't know my own strength.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Go ahead. Blow the house down.
Yeah.
And fight the wind. I think it was Nick DiPaolo, who's also, you could tell, is just an old road dog now, who's like, I can't say bitch anymore. I can't call these sluts bitches or something. It's like, oh boy. All right, buddy. People just scared to change.
Yeah.
Afraid to change. But his joke was, at least John Roy told me his joke. It's like using an ATM. It's like, what language would you like use the ATM on? And he's like, I don't know. How about the one that's printed on the money that I'm trying to get? Good. It's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Do I agree with it? Not at all. It's a funny joke. Owen Benjamin's just not funny. And now because Twitter suspended him, but I don't think they should have done that, because now you could have left him on there, and that would have been giving him a shovel. But you suspended him. Now you made him a fucking martyr to all these other dipshits.
Yeah.
So you handed him a rope. Mm. Let him just be on there and be loud and ignorant and get a larger audience to see, like, oh, look at this fucking loser.
Yeah.
Now he's a martyr. Now he's and his whole thing is like, I don't need sponsors. I banned me from Twitter. Let's see what happens. And then they kicked him off Twitter. He's like, I can't feed my family. I got a baby and another baby coming. Maybe you shouldn't have been a fucking turd. Maybe self-preservation should have been there. But now he's a crusader of free speech, which it's there to protect everybody, not just speech that you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody loves free speech until they say something you disagree with.
Yeah, and it was just like I said on Twitter, he's doing the, I'm not touching you. He's using the, like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Guess what? You do that long enough, you still get hit in the fucking face. Mm-hmm. Even though you're like, but I'm not touching you. Yeah, but you're a dick.
Well, and this whole just words. And why can't I say the N-word? Like, all right. All right. Well, you know what? Go down to Crenshaw.
Yeah.
And explain to some of the residents down there how much you want to use that
word. I would love for Owen Benjamin to let someone else pick the venue for his free speech parade.
Yeah.
If you're so confident in free speech that you're not racist, you agree to a show that someone else puts on. And you go on and you do your act with the words that you're using in your act.
Mm-hmm.
If it's so free and it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay, then you do a show. You do a show on the south side of Chicago. You do a show in South Central LA. Come do a show here.
Mm-hmm.
If it's so harmless and you're right.
Yeah. So. Please stop punching me. They're just words. Yeah. You don't understand the nuance.
Yeah. But why are you hitting me? I see, you don't understand. You're just angry because I'm correct. Cool.
what a weird battle to pick. What a weird hill to die on. Like, I mean, it's kind of my same argument. I don't know if it's the same. It's similar to, like, in the South, people still hanging on to the rebel flag. And, oh, it's heritage, not hate. Well, here's the problem, dipshit. Regardless of what your intention is with flying that flag, it's been co-opted by neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Yeah. So once that happens, that should just be enough to be like, you know what? Maybe I'll find a new symbol for my Southern pride.
Yeah. Well, it's just people don't want to change. People think that nobody's taking all your guns away. Nobody's taking your freedom to speak away. Twitter, you know, that was another Owen Benjamin argument. Like, look, Twitter's a private platform, so it's not like nobody. You can have a podcast and say whatever the fuck you want on it. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. Go on, you know. He's like, oh, my way to make an income because they shut down Twitter. Really, you're making money from Twitter? Fuck, tell me how.
Yeah.
But the what was my train of thought? That's private. Like, and he's but his whole thing is like, well, remember that. Next time, I think the one quote he had on one tweet he had was like, remember, if Twitter's such a private platform, remember that next time homos want a wedding cake, where was his phrasing, like having a bakery refuse to make a gay wedding cake.
He called them homos?
Yeah, of course,
like,
he did.
That is such a, like, I'm not, I don't know. That's a funny word. You shouldn't say it, but it's funny to even.
It's juvenile.
It's juvenile. Like, that's the word you chose. Yeah.
But
homo.
Again, and he's saying homo. That to be, just to be edgy and troll and get people upset, even though he's like, but I'm not homo. He's a shitty, the thing is, he's intelligent, but he's also a guard, again, right wing. Like, he's got no soul. There's no soul in there. There's like some, I guess there's like a touring show out of New York called White Lives Matter or White Men Matter.
Really?
Like, what are you so scared of in the world?
Huh.
Like, you really think your jobs are going away?
Yeah.
Maybe your job went away because you're a shit comedian. That's why. There's better comics, and they took your job. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of people that get to hang around and be buddy-buddy in Hollywood and get some stuff done based on charm and who you know and who you're palling around with. But eventually, with enough exposure, if it's bad comedy, it goes away.
Yeah.
And but I also agree with that. Like, if you own a bakery, you got the sign that says, we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. That is well within your right to not make a gay wedding cake. Mm-hmm. And then it's well within everybody else's right to go, hey, this bakery is homophobic, and spread the word. Now, if a town that has a homophobic bakery drives business up for that bakery, okay, that's what that town is. They're homophobes. Or maybe people are like, well, I'm not going to go there because you're hateful. That's freedom to run your business the way you want and freedom to talk about how you don't think that business is run well.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody. Good. All right. I've said my piece. What am I doing?
What am I getting? What else is going on, man? You bike ride today?
No, I'm sick.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. My throat's all congested. Can your throat get congested? I don't know. I don't feel well. I've been playing this goddamn Far Cry 5 game, which just has me shooting people all day.
Oh, yeah? It
really puts you in a mindset.
Hmm.
I'm not saying, like, this is not a video games encourage violence thing, but video games definitely make me antisocial.
What system you got over there?
PlayStation.
PlayStation 4. Is that the good one? I don't know anything.
I don't know the other ones.
Xbox. They still make Xbox.
They got Xboxes. Yeah. They got Nintendo Switch. I got one of those for on the road. I've been playing video games. I've never played video games my whole life.
Yeah, me neither.
And now I'm like, oh, I'm home. Get off the road. I give myself a nice excuse. Oh, Kyle, you've been working so hard on the road. Look at you doing an hour's worth of work every night in a city that you don't live in. You champion. You warrior. You fucking crusader of comedy.
Yeah, you're doing it, man. Oh, man, I watched a real piece of shit movie last night.
What'd you watch?
It was kind of unintentional. It's one of those I just kind of walked in halfway through. Did you ever see that god-awful movie, Jim Carrey, Yes Man?
No, the Jim Carrey train stopped after, I don't know, I just, like, it was like Liar, Liar and all that stuff. I'm like, I get it, you're doing the thing that you do in there.
Well, yeah, like, Liar, Liar was, I can't tell a lie. Well, Yes Man, the whole premise is, I can't say no. That's it. Oh, the comedic situations that could come from this.
They really just lobbed a bunch of stuff at Jim Carrey after a while.
Yeah, and it had a real, like, Adam Sandler cheese level vibe. Just like, what is this? Like, did somebody lose a bet? Like, why are you doing this? And it was so poorly done because, like, okay, that's the setup, and now there really is no story other than, oh, my God, one after another, I'm in these awkward situations because I can't say no. And then one time, he and what's-her-face, the new gal, new girl, what she and him, what's a little hipster
Zooey
darling?
Deschanel?
Yes, yes.
Is she in
her.
It?
She's in it. And for some reason, they go
to
Nebraska.
How old is she? Has she just been like 23 for the last 15 years?
And she is just so precious. Oh, yeah. Bless her heart. Just to a T, just Little Miss Precious. And I don't have a thing. I don't have a problem with her other than it's like, get over yourself.
No, it's not your thing. You don't enjoy Twee. Imagine that.
The movie was so poorly
Street
written.
Street Fighter Dave doesn't enjoy precious things.
There's a scene. All right, so it's just one situation after another where, like, he's in a predicament that he didn't want to be in because he can't say no. And then one time, it just shows them in a chicken plant, in a chicken slaughterhouse, and they're disgusted. They're like, ugh. But they don't show the inciting incident. How the like. Who said, hey, guys, y'all want to go to a chicken plant and watch some chickens get slaughtered?
Yeah.
And, like when – who asked you that question to where you, well, I can't say no, so now here
they
we are.
They didn't set it up with anything?
No,
they didn't believe in?
They're just – it shows them in Nebraska. They're at a football game. They're doing this. They're doing that. And then the next scene, they're just standing in a slaughterhouse watching these chickens die.
That's just
and they're like, oh, this is awful. But, like, who the fuck said, hey, tourist, do you want to go see some chickens die? I guess so, because you know.
But so he's got to say yes.
He's got to say yes. He can't say no to anything. But like, under what circumstance would someone say, hey, Kyle, what are you doing Tuesday? I got the grand opening of a new slaughterhouse. You want to go?
I would have to say yes to the – but then why does it
– oh, so bad.
I just see the technicality. It doesn't mean you have to go into the building.
Yeah.
I would find a lot of fault with this film, with this premise.
As did I.
Believe it or not, I agree that this is a faulty premise for a film.
And it's just such a.
When was that made? When was that?
I have no idea. I mean, probably recent, last 10 years, maybe. Something.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I mean, I've
it
been
wasn't
aware
in
of
like the make money era. See, so many people. I think that
I don't
was
know,
like,
maybe it's older.
That's like the thing with Dane Cook, like doing Madison Square Garden. I bet it was just like people were like, oh, make money now. Strike while the iron's hot, you know. Like, oh, but what if I don't have an hour of material? Doesn't matter. Get out there. They love you.
Yeah.
You know? And so you just flood the market with your face.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, oh, actually, no.
Can't wait for his next flick.
I don't know. That guy. It'd be one thing like, all right, yeah, he took an opportunity. He shows up and he's like a. Ugh. He's just not like. He's trying to like. You see him on stage. You seem like he's trying to like accept the fact that he's. A rich guy,
mm-hmm.
And some people can handle that. Like I've seen Drew Carey do sets where it's like he's funny talking about being rich and mm-hmm. like not you know he knows how again knows how to make a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Carey was talking about he's like they want to tax millionaires more. That's ridiculous. I worked hard for my money. You want to tax me more? I argue about this with my maid all the time. he's like, I mean, I wait till she's done with work. I drop another bag of chips on the floor. I pay her overtime for it. But I can afford it. You know, but anyway, I keep her there so she can hear me. I'm like, that's a funny joke because it's so silly. And Dane Cook just talks about how he'll do Tinder dates and make them wait in the foyer of his home and then decide whether or not he's going to fuck them or not.
Oh, God.
And it's like, you're just like a gross – like when you see people like, I'm just going to own it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very delicate thing to try and do, of just owning your own villainy.
It's my thing. Well, your thing sucks.
Yeah, like being a wrestling heel.
Yeah.
Tosh, I think, does it well. You know?
Yeah.
Jeselnik does it well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know you're playing a character of a villain. But, yeah, fucking Dane Cook. Bumping people to go over his time, talking about all the women he fucks on Twitter.
He's done that to me.
Tinder.
I used to do Laugh Factory when I first got out here a few years ago. And two or three times, I just got completely bumped.
Yeah.
Because here he comes doing 40 minutes when he's supposed to do 10.
That was his home. Yeah. Then he got banned from there. And then I think he got banned from the comedy store.
Mm.
And now he can only go to the improv. I don't know. What are we doing? Shit talking?
Yeah.
Who else we got to shit talk?
What's going on with your boy? You want to talk about your buddy TJ? What's he doing?
I don't know.
I like TJ. I know that there's... He's always been super cool to me, but yeah, man, this last thing, I don't know what the hell. Why would you? Dude, those are federal charges, buddy.
Yeah.
Be careful with that.
I think there's a mix of, I don't know. I mean, I'm hesitant because I know the guy. You know what? He's another guy. I think he's wildly intelligent to the point where sometimes you could be intelligent past the point of relatable.
Mm-hmm. Dude, tell me about it.
I know.
My cross to bear. No one gets me.
Like the other people at the bridge fire don't even get my riddles. I think he had a brain thing a while ago. And I think that's mixed with maybe a little bit of, not to armchair diagnose, but maybe a little something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Personality-wise, combined with drinks.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's very weird behavior. Yeah. Can we talk about real quick, like, someone's got to do a documentary in the future about that Chicago scene of the early 2000s.
Yeah, man.
Like, the guys that come out of there, the success that's going on with you guys right now. Like, yeah, were y'all all there together? Right. Like, all right, when I think of that, I think of, in no particular order, you, Pete, TJ, Kumail, and Hannibal. Were all five of you... like in the same scene at the same time?
No. Me, Pete, and Kumail were, and then TJ came after I left.
Okay.
And it's funny, Hannibal was actually around while I was still there, dipping in. Then he went back down to SIU, I think, Southern Illinois University, and kind of got like that was the thing. But like after I left, like, yeah, remember Hannibal? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, fucking Hannibal got good. Like
Robert Johnson.
Yeah, like he went down to SIU, and something happened. He came back. I saw Blockers. Were you talking about that before?
You told me you went and saw it.
Yeah, Blockers, and he's in there. I just like seeing him show up and stuff.
I can't wait for the sequel, Tease.
Oh, I get it.
Or Suckers.
Well, all right. I saw that billboard. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with your dumb title. But then just Rachel and I were down the street from ArcLight. Well, let's go see it. It's funny. That John Cena. He's going to be the next Rock. He's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he is funny. I got no problem
with John Cena. He's got it. Everybody in it. Ike Barinholtz, funny.
Leslie
Mann, funny.
Yeah, she's good.
Everybody's funny in it. Good.
I liked
enjoyable film.
John Cena in, what was that Amy Schumer movie?
Oh, the train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the movie theater. He's arguing with that dude. That dude called him Mark Wahlberg. He's like, dude, I look like I ate Mark Wahlberg. But yeah, man. Anyway, that's crazy. Just the amount of success that's coming out of there. Good for you guys.
Like I don't know what it was. And it's also people move there too. It's not like they all came from Chicago. It was just like the place you could go before New York or LA.
Yeah.
So. I mean, Hannibal's from the city. I'm from the suburbs. But TJ, Pete, and Kumail were there. Cameron Esposito's from there. Bronger moved there.
Jared Logan
moved there.
Nick Vatterott?
Vatterott moved there.
Didn't Bargatze start out there? Like,
Bargatze spent some time there, too.
He started in Nashville, but I heard he spent time there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Good times.
1,000 shows, and I don't know what's going on there.
Good for you guys.
Oh, what are we even talking about here? I'm sorry. My brain is, I got a bad brain today, Dave.
All them candy drugs.
That's not even kicking in yet. I was just finishing those when we started. That's going to be another 45 minutes.
Speaking of candy, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this the other night. I think about candy quite often.
Dave is laying in bed thinking about Snicker bars.
I was.
Okay. But you could do that. Now that you got a home, you could just lay in bed thinking about Snicker bars.
And I don't have to. She got a refrigerator? Did I tell you she got a refrigerator?
What do you got now?
I don't have to.
What do you have in cold storage right now, Dave? What do you have? Do you just stand in front of it and awe?
Oh, man, you don't understand. Having to live out of a goddamn cooler. Like, just fucking, is this turkey going to kill me? It's been in there for a few days and all the ice is melting.
I still eat that way.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
And then when the ice melts and then whatever food I had in there. Like, takes on, like, a liquid form.
Slimy cooler food, man. Oh. The end of a camping trip where you're like, I'm hungry, but this is like, slippery. This is slick lunch meat.
I got 5 quarts of bologna water in here.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, 5 quarts. Oh, what a precise amount.
But What is this trend in recent years where every chocolate candy, I'm talking about mainstream candy, Snickers, Reese's, that kind of stuff, what is the trend where it automatically goes in the freezer? The lady, she enjoys some candy every now and then. She always puts it in the freezer. And like, all right, maybe a Snickers bar, maybe, but like M&Ms don't need to go in the freezer. I'm not trying to turn them into jawbreakers.
You don't want cold M&M?
I don't mind. Put them in the fridge. The fridge is fine. I get that you don't want it to melt all of your hands and all that, but like, just some of these candies, when they get frozen, it's just a weapon. You know, it's just too much to deal with. And I don't like how trendy. Just put it in the freezer. I put my stuff in the
trend.
Freezer.
I don't know if this was suggested by Cosmopolitan. I think it's a personal preference.
Well, when I was a kid, nobody was doing it. And now everybody I know is putting their shit in the freezer.
I like an ice cream Snicker bar.
Ice cream Snicker, ice cream Twix. Ooh, that ice cream Twix is good.
Yeah.
You had that?
No, I want one
it's
now.
It's a good time. Twix is an underrated candy bar.
I never had a problem with a Twix. I don't go to a Twix.
But this, yeah,
I don't go to a chocolate. I always go for gummy bears. Sour Patch.
Well, see, there's a two different categories.
We've said it before because somebody gave me a bag of the good ones. Uh-huh. At a show a while ago, we've had this talk about the stuff.
Yeah. Now, to me, I like them both. I think they're two different categories, though. Like, you know, the chocolate candy and then the silly fruity candy, you know. But
you have to call it silly, like it's less than.
Well, it's just silly. It's silly candy.
It's nothing silly. Yeah. About a package of gummy worms, Dave. They're just, it's a fun shape.
I stand corrected.
Chocolate always comes in the same dumb shape. Gummy. World of possibilities.
I've said this too. I don't mind a Reese's cup, but if you made me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the peanut butter that Reese's uses, I'd throw you in the bushes. It's a piss poor excuse for peanut butter.
Yeah, well, it's got to have a durability to
it. It's peanut chalk.
Cool Reese's cups, though.
You know what's all right?
What if you put some jelly on a Reese's cup?
Ooh, there you go. Let me tell you who's got Reese's cups shaking in their boots. Reese's cups. Have had it too good for too long.
I'm so cloudy, and I was like, who's got Reese's in their boots?
Reese's Cups is shaking in their boots ever since the new bad boy came to town, the Ooh. Butterfinger Cup. Butterfinger Cup.
You know what? I'm sure I would like Butterfinger now. As a child, I thought it was one of the most disgusting things I'd ever put in my mouth was a Butterfinger.
I get it as a child because of the weird texture. It's like eating... It's like eating quartz.
Some dad candy. Yeah. It's like eating quartz. Yeah.
But the flavor.
Look at this chocolate-covered shale.
But the flavor's on point. And now they've taken that technology and applied it to the cup. It's not really even a circle. It's more of a square.
I was going to say.
I think it's better than a Reese's cup.
I would tangle with it now, but it's definitely a dad candy. It's like a payday bar.
Payday's the ultimate.
And I love a payday bar now. Remember, you have a payday bar as a kid.
Where's the chocolate?
What the fuck is this?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of peanuts?
What is this gluey turd that somebody rolled around on the floor of a movie theater?
You know what was worse than that? I don't even know if they still make them. Do you remember the Zero Bar?
I would love a...
Zero Bar came in like a gray and blue wrapper, and it was a white
candy. I remember
bar.
It, and also a gray and blue for candy. Like nothing, like, oh...
And the candy itself was white. It was like a white chocolate.
You know what's appetizing?
Thing.
The same color combination of a Datsun. That's what I want. The same color combination of a cleaning van. That's what I want. Imagine, what if you had a nutless payday? What is that? And also, how is that payday? That's payday. If your job is minimum wage, that's what a payday bar is.
Look at this nutless payday.
This chocolateless... Fucking nut! These nuts that gathered on a glue stick.
Nutless
payday.
Nutless payday is a lonely Friday.
That's
night.
Yeah. That's chain gang payday is what that is. Oh, I make less than minimum wage. Payday. Old nuts stuck to a glue stick. Any other candy bar should be called payday because you'd be like, oh, what a reward. $100,000 bar. Ugh. More dad candy. Twix,
I tell you what's underrated. A Heath and or a Score bar. The toffee. The chocolate toffee.
More dad
bar.
Candies.
Solid.
More daddy candies.
Good stuff.
Toffee.
Should we get into it?
Gosh, yeah.
No way to segue.
I think it's funny that toffee would be a candy given to us by the toothless Brits.
Hmm. Oh, is toffee a British thing?
I was thinking of it. Like, toffee. Like the candies they gave us, and then their teeth are bad. You'd think you'd want something a little more, something gummy. You'd think they would have invented gummy bears instead of something that will take a tooth out of your skull easier than a dentist could.
I know that's a stereotype with British people, but how did that come to be?
I wonder if they don't have fluoride in the water.
Or they just culturally not place as much emphasis on dental hygiene?
I don't know. Or if it's just a genealogical thing.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We'll worry about that some other time. Kyle, you're well-traveled.
Okay.
You spend much time in Michigan? You go to Michigan?
You're well-traveled. How about Michigan? I was just in Michigan a couple months ago. I know Michigan.
What were you? Detroit? What'd you do?
Pontiac outside of Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids.
I like Michigan, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, one time I spent 5 weeks in Michigan.
Why?
Comedy. Just doing, had like 5 weeks worth of work.
5 weeks worth of comedy in Michigan?
Yeah. Just went up there. Literally, I stayed in Michigan for 5 weeks straight. Just hit all, just the whole state. Just did a bunch of one-nighters, did 3 or 4 club weekends in a row with a bunch of one-nighters in between. And had a ball, man. I like Michigan. I'm not pandering to all our Michigan listeners.
It's Michiganders.
Michiganders.
My dad lived there for a little bit.
My dad lived there, too. That's weird. Yeah my dad grew up in Detroit as a little lad. And then at like 10 years old, he ran away from home. Long story, my dad was a little roustabout.
They are. My dad lived there when I was an adult. He was like, I got a job in Michigan, and then just left the family.
Really?
I don't think he made it like maybe 6 months or something. But like,
I like Michiganders. Every person I know personally from Michigan, I like. A lot of good comics from there. A lot of friends there. Just I don't know what it is, but I like Michigan. I spent a lot of time in Michigan. I haven't spent as much time as I would have preferred in the UP, the Upper Peninsula. You ever been up there?
Upers.
Yeah, it's basically Canada.
We used to have a big laugh at the Upers tapes.
Oh, yeah?
Y-O-O-P-E-R. Let me see.
Like a
Polish band.
But I also like the fact that the state, or at least the lower part of the state, just looks like an oven mitt, and people can... They always, I guess you'd hold up your right hand. Yeah, you hold up your right hand to tell people where you're from. They'd be like, hey, I'm over here by the thumb.
Do you want to know some Upers song titles?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm giving you your favorite band. So I hope you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
I should have queued it up. Okay. Released in 2004 is Da Upers, Songs for Fart Lovers. Then track one, Da No One Here to Fart On. Track two, Chub Club. Track three, She Loves to Fart. Track four, Grandpa Farted and the Dog Died. Track five, You're My Favorite Turd. Track six, Pucker and Smell. Seven, Squishy Underwear. 8, Carl Needs a New Rod, and it's in parentheses.
Oh, God.
9, If She Farts on the First Date. 10, I'm a Lonely Toilet. I'll just read them. I'm a Turd. Fart Can Be a Friend. If I Could Fart Like My Dad, I Never Heard My Mom Fart. Diarrhea. Someone Ripped One on the Dance Floor. That's,
These are the Upers?
The Upers, yeah.
Huh.
I am going to go ahead and bring some of these up right now. Will you fill us in?
All right, the reason I'm talking about Michigan, not just arbitrarily rambling on about my affinity for the state and its people, today's topic, man, the Michigan Dog Man. You ever heard of this Michigan Dogman? Uh-oh, you got something?
No.
A little Zydeco.
Sure. Zydeco.
I like it.
Wonder if this is licensed.
Right.
said you like your Richard. She's not a 10. Toss her back.
Toss her back.
I was trying to snag me a beauty. I dropped a stinky one that made her cry.
Oh my God.
She took on the smell, then told me to go to hell. I could care less that she didn't say goodbye. If she flirts on the first date, she's a keeper.
If she flirts, oh my God. That is too much.
Well, that is the Youpers.
I'm a fan.
I could tell. You thought you couldn't like Michigan anymore, and now I just gave you a soundtrack to your whole weekend.
Oh my God. They got all their songs are about farts.
No, that was one that was a themed album.
Oh, okay.
That was a specialty album. The other ones, they go along, they're definitely a you know, they got the Midwestern kind of thing going on there.
Did
a lot of fishing jokes.
He sounded like he had a Mexican accent.
I think that's fake Polish.
Oh, okay.
I think if that's...
Well, now it makes sense.
I think that's a fake Polish, yeah. But anyway, so there you go, everybody.
Michigan Dogman. Now, Cal, I know you, based on some of your previous material... may have an affinity for werewolves.
I like a werewolf.
Just what was that joke on your first album? Sitting on a can, yeah. Getting come home shit house and read a book about werewolves while yeah. You're sitting on the toilet.
I love maybe it's an idea of escapism that you know maybe you could be somebody else whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Also, one of my favorite films, American Werewolf in London. Mm-hmm. Saw it as a young man. Liked it a lot.
Yeah. Well, I've always been intrigued by the concept of a werewolf, but never really gave, you know, a whole lot of consideration to whether or not it could be legit or not. But, and I'm not saying this Michigan Dogman is essentially a werewolf, but there are some similarities. And basically, Michigan Dogman is not just in Michigan. He's been spotted in Wisconsin, Canada, several other states. But it's basically what we're dealing with.
Our supernatural creatures aren't respecting state boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. But it's basically reports of witnesses have reported the thing to be anywhere from 5 to 8 feet tall. And there's about three different
versions. On the hind legs?
Standing up on hind legs. And there's the most commonly seen one looks like kind of like a muscular wolf that standing up on two legs.
What was the wolf's thing from?
Planet Earth 2.
Oh,
David Attenborough?
Yeah.
I forgot how he set it up, but he's like, they do have one natural predator. Wolves.
That was good.
So dramatic.
That was good.
But it's basically the main version that people have seen. Just this big-ass fucking wolf. Mm-hmm. This jacked-up wolf with a rockin' bod. Big
sexy swole. Wolf.
Big swole sexy wolf standing on two legs. With big ass fangs and just a gnarly nasty bastard. There's another one that kind of resembles a bear, and there's another one that kind of resembles a Sasquatch. And in those, I'm like, well, and I've never been a big proponent of anytime someone sees, you know, a Sasquatch or something, critics will always say, oh, just misidentification. They saw a bear. But like, if you see a bunch of wolfmen that kind of look like Sasquatch or a bear, those might be a Sasquatch or a bear. But that first one.
People drink a lot.
Big-ass dog.
People drink a lot, no.
Michigan Dogman. Michigan. First reported in 1887 in Wexford County, Michigan. Sightings have been reported several locations throughout Michigan, primarily the northwestern quadrant of the LP, the lower peninsula. And it all kind of really got started 100 years later, in 1987, there's this radio station in Traverse City. What was the guy's name? I forgot. Some disc jockey at this radio station. He wrote a song called The Legend. And it was basically, there's no chorus, there's no hook. It's just kind of almost a spoken word piece set to music where he just kind of explains the legend of the Dog Man. And when he wrote that and they started playing that, WTCM in Traverse City, Steve Cook was his name. Steve Cook wrote this song. They started playing it on this little radio station, and then they just were inundated with hundreds and hundreds of calls. Not necessarily, hey, play that again. That's a great song. But people were like, hey, I've got a Dog Man story.
So everybody coming out of the woodwork.
Coming out of the woodwork with all these
drunk ice fishermen.
And that's what really got the phenomenon started. And much like Sasquatch, just tons and tons of reports. Not just some random here and there type thing, like just hundreds and hundreds of reports of, and going back to kind of my theory with these type of sightings, whether it be Bigfoot or Mothman or whatever, are they all lying? Are they all misidentifying? Yeah, some of them, sure. Mm-hmm. Some of them are bullshit. Some of them are seeing a bear. But like with this amount of reports, you know, and coming from like credible people, coming from like, you know, police officers and park rangers and people, you know, who – you know, aren't necessarily just drunken hobos, you know, shooting pistols at the moon in a trailer park. You know, these are somewhat normal, run-of-the-mill folks that are having these encounters and reporting this stuff. Back in 1938 in Paris, Michigan, a guy named Robert Fortney, he was attacked by 5 wild dogs. He said that one of the dogs walked on 2 legs. And
5 wild dogs attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
One of them walked on 2 legs. What?
Now, there's another phenomenon coming out of Wisconsin called the Beast of Bray Road.
And, yeah, okay, we checked that out.
To me, it sounds like the same thing. It sounds like the exact same thing as this dog, man, just over in Wisconsin on Bray Road. All kind of reports. 1961, a night watchman patrolling the manufacturing plant in Big Rapids, Michigan. He saw a weird figure. At first, he thought it was a person until he saw the dog-like features. He pulled his gun. He was about to shoot it and remembered his camera. So he took a picture of this thing, and they hadn't been analyzed, but I got a picture of it here.
Oh, they haven't been analyzed yet.
But there's just so many weird – so much weird evidence. We'll get to this one really fascinating called the Gable film. Now, this, I'll send you a link of this.
These pictures are pretty fun. You send me a link, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the Youpers Pizza in My Shorts.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You used to take me parking in your rusty Chevrolet. We'd go up to the Palmer Dump and watch the Bears at play.
Good God.
The honeymoon is over, you don't take me any place. You just lay there on the sofa pouring beer into your face. You used to go out jogging and you worked out real hard. You look just like Jane Fonda in your hot pink leotard.
It's a duet. I think it's 2 men.
You look just like Godzilla with your 52-inch hips.
Well, taking a shot. All right, all right. I had higher hopes for a song called Pizza in My Shorts. Yeah, so that one was kind of a letdown.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what do you got for me, Dave? Photos of a bear that a drunk guy took.
All right, did you get that link I sent you? I emailed it to you. All right. There's this really interesting piece of footage called the Gable film.
In the middle of the podcast. I just sent it to you.
I just sent it to you.
Let me see this fucking movie. Let me see Monster Quest. That show sucked.
Watch your mouth.
Monster Quest. Monster Squad was more realistic.
The problem with Monster Quest, it was great with one season, but like by season 4,
yeah,
they were running out of monsters.
Yeah. How much stuff can you find? Anyway, go on. sell me on
this. This Gable film is really fascinating. And I know at first glance you're going to say it's bullshit. And it may well be. But there's more to it than meets the eye if you really break it down and study the film. The Gable film was a 8mm film. I think it was about 3.5 minutes that appeared in 2004. Somebody at an estate sale bought just a little box of odds and ends, little this, little that, you know, yard sales and estate sales. You can, you know, how much for that yo-yo and that those corn on the cob holders? Yeah, I don't know. Make me an offer. So there's this box of knickknacks, odds and ends, this guy bought. Takes it home, finds this little 8mm roll of film, 3.5 minutes long. And the first 2.5, 3 minutes are just random. It looks like home videos. And based off of the clothing and the vehicles and things of that nature, they think that it originated probably mid to late 70s. And towards the end of this film.
That's the one on the left.
Which one did I? Yeah. Yeah, the one on the left. Not, yeah, the comparison. Yeah, the film, the link I just sent you, it has the original Gable film side-by-side comparison with a reenactment, I think, that Monster Quest did.
Oh, the one on the right's a reenactment.
The one on the right is the reenactment. The one on the left's the original. Anyway, the Gable film, what we're talking about, people can't see what we're looking at, but
the fucking blurry video of a gorilla is what it is.
A gorilla?
Absolutely.
No, that's not a gorilla, dude.
The blurry video of a gorilla. That's the most gorilla thing. Look at it moving. Look at his shoulders. Shoulders moving. This blurry old ass film.
That doesn't look like the jungle, though. That looks like rural North America.
It's blurry, and there's one stick in front of the camera. Gorillas, it's probably at the zoo. That's why.
It's creepy looking, dude. And the way that video ends. Anyway, let me finish my explanation.
Sure.
What we're looking at, towards the end of this Gable film, you see what – I don't know what – maybe it looks like a gorilla. Maybe it looks like a dude on all fours in some sort of costume. But the cameraman, whoever's shooting this film, what would you say?
Well, now I'm watching an actual Gable.
20 yards away. This thing kind of basically just charges at this at the whoever's holding the camera, and then it ends in that classic style of, you know.
Camera falls on the side. That's what I just saw. All right, that one's a little creepier looking. The legend of what's the title of this? The Legend of Michigan's Dogman Gable film full in HD. That's the one I'm looking at now. That one's got a little bit more to it. Yeah, definitely. All right. This okay. It's good. It's a spooky old timey film of this thing crawling at the guy. Moves a lot like a gorilla. Does move a lot like a gorilla or kind of a bear. Let's see where is it going? And you see the teeth coming in. The teeth to get the guy. Where is it? There's the teeth. All right. Let me see the teeth again. Why are you also just standing there?
Well, he runs away once the thing commits to charging at him.
And you classically get... You're still holding the camera upright to get the mouth of a beast to get you.
I mean, he turns and runs. And then it's... You can't tell how it ends, but, like, you could presume that...
Then a guy bought it at a garage sale.
Yeah. Not knowing what it was. So, anyway, these bastards...
That's tidy. Let me just buy VHS tapes. Let me buy used VHS tapes from a garage sale.
It was 8mm.
8mm tapes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think... Like I said, it was the way I read it, it was just like a box of odds and ends.
Right.
And they just bought like a grab bag. Back in the 1860s, the Cheyenne, Native American tribe, the Cheyenne, they established their own group of warriors known as the Dog Soldiers or Dog Men. Now, this whole concept kind of bleeds over into one of our favorite topics that we discussed, skinwalkers. All right, the Cheyenne.
Those fucking guys.
The Cheyenne in the 1860s, they had their own group of soldiers called Dog Soldiers. Native Americans, they spent years studying or becoming, they'd pick out a spirit animal, and for years they would study it and try to emulate its mannerisms and movements and behaviors. And and they said once they did that for the purpose of like, once they achieved that, they could take on the strength and the spirit of that animal.
I wonder if somebody just picked like a shitty animal.
Armadillo.
Armadillo's got armor, though. Like, what if you're just like, I'm a raccoon. I'm just going to eat your garbage.
Allegedly, yeah. All the Cheyenne dogmen were killed off by the U.S. Army. America!
Well, why but, were they?
I love that. Just
Cheyenne dog soldiers.
According to lore passed down from the elders, however, not all of them died. So the U.S. Army, I guess, you know, during that whole period where we're basically committing genocide on the natives here. And
yeah, well.
But they thought that the U.S. Army thought that they'd killed all these dogmen. But according to legend, not all of them died. Some of the dogmen actually shape-shifted into dogs and now roam the woods and swamplands.
Where was the Cheyenne tribe?
I don't know.
Were they nomads? You know, I'm going to go with Cheyenne, Wyoming, because it's a town tribe. Okay, I'm going to look at where they're at.
So,
if they're in Michigan, then all right.
There's a couple of different, you know, angles. This could be just a cryptid. It could be an unknown beast, or it could be some sort of shape-shifting deal. Some sort of skinwalker type thing. Of course, when we're talking about skinwalkers, the most common skinwalker was wolves or coyotes. So this would kind of be a lateral move from that.
Okay, I'll go down this. I'll go down this road of a possible skinwalker wolf thing. I mean, because I like that one the best. But this video's shit.
No, this video's not shit. It's fascinating,
Kyle. No, it's got one guy. I feel like at some point in the early, like, at some point somebody made real good gorilla suits. And then everybody had their Bigfoot sightings. Everybody, just like the government, at one point we're going to mess around with weird new spacecraft. Everybody thought it was UFOs. One company started putting out decent gorilla suits. And we're like, oh, we could tweak this gorilla suit. And make the films. Patterson Gimlin. Did I get that right?
Gimlin. That was not a gorilla suit, dude. Don't get me started. We've talked about that, dude. That's no suit. Got a hernia in her right quadricep going up and down. You can't replicate that. The gait is different than a human's gait. The proportions.
Didn't the guy confess? That was the Loch Ness Monster guy.
Yeah, there was one guy who's like, but that doesn't mean shit. You know, that's. Seriously, it was some Yahoo saying, oh, that was me. That's as hollow as any evidence, you know, for.
I'm going to confess to everything on my deathbed.
Yeah.
I made it. That was me. I did that. Just throw a little mystery in the world.
Here's an interesting thing about these dogmen. Apparently, they only come around every 10 years. Descriptions of the Michigan dogman, they varied over the years. And these creatures, usually described as having a glowing amber or icy blue eyes, head of a dog with vicious fangs, and a human torso. Stand up on two legs.
And they just have dogmen reunion every 10 years.
5 to 8 feet tall. Incredibly fast. According to local legend, the dogman appears in 10-year cycles. Early sightings of the cryptid were reported all throughout Michigan, however. They soon spread to Wisconsin. Alleged sightings began to pop up all over the country soon afterwards. So I guess I think it's on the 7, by the way. So like
8. So last year. Did we see any last year?
I mean, I didn't personally. But yeah, every 10 years around the 7th year of the decade, these things start popping up.
So we were supposed to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
here's another good picture here.
Really? I'm just going to play. I just want to play more Uper songs.
Play me another one.
I'm trying to find a good. I remember Second Week of Deer Camp. That was the one I remember as a child. My uncle loved this stuff. Fishing folks.
Crank it up.
I'm all right with polka music.
I got no problem with it.
The mix.
Yeah, I'm eyeing up my baby as we dance to the groove. Her big butt's shaking up and down the room. Ooh, I'm tripping around because I got 2 left feet. But the dance floor is packed, eh? No one sees I'm a freak. Suddenly my nose detects a foul smell. My woman's looking at me like, what the hell? I'm accusing my baby. She's accusing me. Everybody's wondering who the hell cut the cheese. Someone ripped one on the dance floor. Who got it? Someone ripped one on the dance floor. It wasn't me. There's a bomber on the dance floor.
There's a bomber on the dance. So the people who made these songs, you're going to believe, saw a Wolfman.
What do you mean? Oh,
ice fishing drunks. These ice fishing drunks came up with a legend.
I got a tune for you. This is a little sample of that song I was talking about that started it all. This is The Legend of the Dog Man.
The legend began at a nameless logging camp in Wexford County where the Manistee River ran.
Ooh, this is like...
11 lumberjacks near the Garland Swan found an animal they thought it was a dog. In a plate.
You're playing 3 different songs.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I don't know.
This is the worst episode.
I don't know
ever.
What happened there.
This is maybe we need to get a producer and fucking do this right. Oh, I just emailed you the clip.
Well,
play some songs.
Hand you my computer. Let you look at it.
I know what you got on there.
Just go to your inbox.
I've done it. I'll look it up. Well.
I got more to talk about. Don't
do
whelp.
You?
Don't. You're not landing this plane yet, buddy. You just calm down.
My brain is for shit right now.
You just simmer down.
I got nothing going on in the brain. I apologize to the listeners.
So what
I
do
got
you
no
think?
No charm.
Okay, if I'm a staunch believer in Bigfoot, that's no secret.
Sure, I want to be.
I totally am.
This podcast is ruining things that I love.
So, based on my logic that Sasquatch could exist, that a giant bipedal primate, North American primate, could be roaming the forests and mountains of North America, would it be so far-fetched? I mean, this is essentially the canine version of Bigfoot. Bigfoot is to a primate what Dogman is to a canine.
All right, but then...
Why is it so far-fetched to think that this could be legit, especially when there are hundreds, if not thousands, of eyewitness reports? And again, a lot of them probably bogus, fake, misidentified, bullshit, liars, whatever. I still don't think 100% are that. I think there's a certain percentage, same thing with Sasquatch sightings, that like normal, mentally competent people are like, holy shit, I saw a thing that's, that I didn't know existed.
All right. Maybe, okay. Maybe it could be like a, you know, more government experiment type stuff. Like, oh, we kept trying to make hybrids. And this one's weird. But this one, it was just a dog man. It's not even like the Bigfoot's kind of like a person. This isn't even a man. There's no man to this. It's just a big dog.
Well, he's got kind of a man's body. Some of these reports say that he's got a man's torso, like man's pectorals and, you know, like the torso of a human. So I think that's where the man part of the dog man comes in. I think it's more than just the way people are describing it, it's more than just a big dog. It's a big dog on 2 legs.
Big dog.
With a man's torso.
Big dog out there.
Bigger fangs than an average canine.
Dog with fangs.
Big old ears. Oh, and plus the physical capability. They're talking about how fast this bastard is, how he can jump and leap. Just like abnormal physical capabilities.
All right.
I'm very excited. I love cryptids. I love creatures wandering around the woods that could be real.
You know what? Michigan, a lot of unexplored territory, but you also got a lot of drunk hunters wandering out there saying, oh, it got away because it's a dog man. It's not that I was just a lousy shot. Although, I'm not – it's also – you got however stuff gets over there, if it got across through the UP, if it's just living up there, or is it dipping down? I mean, that's what that was the problem with the Beast of Bray Road before, is we tried to try to tie it into the Dog Man, which means it had to come up the fucking 9094. It had to come across the Skyway through Gary. Then had to hitchhike to get through Chicago and then get up to Wisconsin. Tell me a cryptid got through a largest city in America, one of the largest cities in America, without being undetected.
Let me tell you another quick story. This is back in 2006.
Tell me. Well, 2006 doesn't check out because he only shows up in 2007.
Maybe he was early. Remember OnStar? Remember the... Did they even make that anymore? I know Cadillac used to have all
that. They'd have the buttons on the rearview mirror. And anytime we like be drunk and got in somebody's car, we're like, OnStar, but just hitting the buttons. Worst thing for to have it.
Every time I see a fight in public, I film it and I yell, OnStar.
I'll end it right now.
Sorry about that.
I'll turn this off right now.
Back in 2006 in Troy, Michigan.
Nobody deserves to listen to this.
A man was driving down the road.
Punishment.
When he suddenly saw what he described as, quote, a great big dog that was standing up.
All right.
It appeared before him. Listen, let me finish the story. Just calm down. Got a real attitude problem today.
I told you, I'm not feeling good.
He instinctively swerved to miss the creature, ended up running off the road. He flipped his vehicle over on its side. Now, this is a recording. I don't know if I can play this here. I'll try. He called OnStar. This could be totally fake, but it's – well, here, let me just play the damn thing. We'll see if this will pick up.
Hold on. All right. Go on.
Shit. Hold on.
What are you doing, God, Dave? Man,
I don't know what's happening.
Close here. Your windows.
Yeah, I got two
Turn
windows.
Turn off your iTunes.
Got a lot of windows in here. Oh, it's the iTunes.
Jesus. Well, nobody's listening to this anymore. Right. We have shit the bed with this episode. This is the worst. You know Chapo Trap House makes like $100,000 a month? And we're playing fucking...
Emergency. This is Kyle speaking. How can I help you? Hello? Something just ran in front of us on the road. We're in the ditch. We rolled over. How many people are in the car and is anyone injured? There's two of us. I don't think we have any injuries. Is the car on its top or wheels or what? No, it's kind of sitting on its side. Hold one moment, please, while I contact emergency services. Okay.
Hold on.
This is terrible radio.
No, this is good.
Oh, okay, the state police should be on their way in a few minutes. Is everyone still okay?
Yeah. First. I think we're okay.
What ran in front of you? A deer?
I don't know what the hell it was, but it was big. It looked like a great big dog. Standing up.
Was it a bear, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, my God!
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that was a scary clip.
He's dead.
That was a good scary. What happened to the guy?
Nobody knows.
There's no end to that story.
No end to that story.
Nobody followed up. The state police didn't go out there and file a report, and this didn't become an actual story in 2006. Fucking fuck no.
It's in a dog man's belly.
No, but the state police would have shown up. It would have been a story. Oh, Carol beefed real hard. We went off the road into the ditch. I swear to God, my eyes were watering. It could have been a big dog coming through, but I couldn't tell because Carol farted. Right, I think I got pink eye right through her church slacks. Send the emergency crews and some eye drops. I still can't see nothing.
Oh, man.
That's a very fascinating clip, but there's no follow-up. There's zero follow-up to the rest of that story.
I don't know.
Except for that, it was the car tipping all the way over, and then they edited it for dramatic effect.
There's so many stories like that. There's one story I read of a dude who worked for the State Parks Department. His job His job was to go pick up deer carcasses. People would report.
Michigan's bad with that.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you, buddy.
Dude, when I was up in there, this was when I spent about 5 weeks up there. This was about 2009, 2010. And I guess it was right in the middle of like their big state crisis with everything that happened to Detroit and all the funding and stuff. They obviously had cut a lot of funding in their infrastructure. Mm-hmm. No shit. I saw hundreds of dead deer.
I rolled through there about the same time. Yeah, the median of the highway. My friends that lived up there were like, yeah, we get a little suspect going to a butcher wondering what kind of sausage you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, I'd never seen so many dead deer.
Yeah, man. Just, I remember that.
But anyway, this dude, that was his job, was to go pick up dead deer. And he got one, put it in his truck, and a fucking dog man yoinked it out of the bed of his truck. He saw it, the whole thing.
Just, dog man stole my deer.
Yeah, man. So there's a lot of cool pictures. There's some videos. This this Gable film is pretty fascinating. I'm you know, who's to say, but
who's I'm to say, fucking fake.
I don't. You can't be so quick to fucking just slam the fake on there, buddy. Got to keep an open mind.
I got an attitude today, Dave.
That's all right. You're all.
I'm not feeling magical.
You got a porcupine in your throat.
You got to get me on a magical day.
I understand, buddy.
We could talk about angels.
Talk about angels.
But these fucking things that are just bears in the wrong neighborhood.
I mean, yes, I know that's a drawing and not a photograph. But, I mean, look at that.
It's very much so a drawing. Yeah. No, it's a fucking drawing fantasy.
I'm not presenting it as evidence.
Well,
I'm saying
you just showed me pictures of scary things.
That's the description. That's what people have described.
You just showed me drawings of scary things.
Big-ass bipedal wolf who's... You talk about attitude problem. Look at that guy.
That's the
He's got
that's,
bad intentions.
Yeah, that's the like the most. That's like a kid's metal album cover.
So thumbs down on the dog man, huh?
I just if there's a couple of these things, that's the thing. If by nature you're a creature and you're supposed to like. Either you're going extinct and you're not fucking as a species and, you know, you're dying out and people don't find you. But if you've been around for 100+ years in just one state, so much so that you get the name of the state as part of your name, but you really only made like a couple of you instead of just
how do you know they just made a couple of them?
Because, well,
these hundreds of eyewitnesses seeing the same two
in a huge in a huge hunting state like Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are seeing a bunch of them.
But nobody's shot one.
Good point. I don't know that anyone shot.
In a huge hunting state, what are they called in Windsor? The city across from Detroit. What do they call them up there? Fucking the poutine puma. That was dumb. I hate this episode. Let's end it.
You're dumb.
Sorry. I am dumb. I'm dumb today. I'm fucking dumb. I'll give, you know what, maybe there's creatures out there. Again, enough space like California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, all these Utah areas to roam free that are inaccessible by man, sure. Fucking Michigan. It's just Michigan.
Michigan. What's wrong with Michigan?
But it's like it's just like you can get around.
Half the state is forest. Literally half, 53% of the acreage in Michigan
is
forest.
It's not like a mountain, though.
Yeah, but it's still, especially the UP. I mean, that's some isolated shit up there, man.
UP's not part of Michigan, though.
Yeah, it is.
The tumor that's on top of Wisconsin.
It's part of Michigan.
So is this thing going to swim back and forth? This thing's taking a ferry through Mackinac Island or whatever the fuck is up there?
Yeah, they can get around.
Mackinac.
Look at this pick right here.
Mackinac.
Look at that. Look at that bastard.
I mean, that one's... So that she just took a picture of it while she was driving.
I love everyone. So she just took a picture. She didn't put it in a headlock and shoot
it
with a tranquilizer.
Well, no, it's just you got one blurry picture of it.
But that's a hell of a picture. I mean, what the fuck is that? I'll post some of this on
Facebook. I'm setting myself up like the opposite of the boy who cried wolf, because I'm going to see something and then be like, nope, I changed my mind. It's real. People are like, oh, fuck you, Kyle. I hope to have that.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to track down one of these coyotes and beat it out of them.
You think I got the secret?
Tell me what you know.
Could be a big coyote.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they all know each other. So, anyway.
Well.
Michigan Dog Man could be...
Could be a thing. Maybe it's not a thing. It's something in the world.
I believe the concept of a dog man running around the woods of Michigan more than I do an actual werewolf. I know that's not really helping my this is more believable than a werewolf.
That would explain it more, though, that he goes back to a human state and then...
What would that explain?
Then why you don't find him? Because he just turns into, you know, he just turns into Carl. You know? Well, every 10 years, Carl has an anniversary of when he was a werewolf for the first time.
How do werewolves turn into werewolves? Like, if you're the...
You got to get bit by a werewolf.
Okay. But then, like, when and how do you go back to being a dude or a woman?
When the full moon's over.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah.
So then...
But they say that, like, they say werewolves come from an actual, like I don't know if it's people getting rabies or something, you know, turn into a dog, but... You know, people getting rabies from being bit and becoming crazed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of wilderness in Michigan. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm on board. I'm gonna next time I'm in Michigan. I'm gonna
could go right over into Canada there.
Hunt this bastard down.
You know, you just check his passport.
Yeah.
See where he's from. Hey, we got a dog man. I don't know if it's Michigan dog man. Check his passport.
They won't let him into Canada. He's got a DUI.
He's got, yes, fucking everybody in Michigan does.
All right.
That's why he's on foot. I'm crapping out. My brain's fucking shit right now. I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't want to let you down with the dog man.
Oh, that's okay, buddy. I don't expect you to believe every stupid idea I bring to the table. But that's part of the fun.
Yeah, we'll get. Well, I could. You know what? I'll come up with some.
Yeah.
I tried, and they always fail. What do you got? You got any recipes?
No.
Got any Michigan specific Coney dogs?
Coney dogs?
Beef hearts in the gravy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that.
How about that?
That actually, I'm like, for all the hot dogs and everything I like to do, I'm like, yeah, the beef hearts in the chili gravy on it.
Okay. Oof,
seems a little rough.
Yeah. It's a bit much.
I mean, for a place you got dog men roaming in the woods.
What's what is
beef hearts?
Little Caesar's Pizzas from Detroit, I think.
Yeah, Detroit style pizza. Turns out I thought it was just pizza that sucked, and turns out it's from Detroit every time.
I got excited when Little Caesar's kind of came back about 10 years ago. I ate a lot of Little Caesars as a little kid.
I did, too.
And then they went – I don't know if they went away from Georgia or just in general, but then they disappeared for like 10 years. And then about 10 years ago, they came back when I was still living in Georgia, and everybody got excited about Little Caesars.
I remember they had them in the Kmart that I worked at, and when I would go to throw the trash out, I would hide the pizza under the garbage. Real gross.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't, like, we can't just give you the pizzas, because then they think the employees would make extra pizzas, just be like, oh, it's the end of the night, we made too many.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I would hide out back there, eat as much as I could, get sick from eating as much, and then try to take the rest, like hide it in the trash. So my spirit animal is a raccoon because I've been eating out of the trash my whole life.
I'm not above eating out of trash.
We know. You don't have to. You live in a house now.
Exactly.
All right. Do you want to tell people how to make Little Caesars? Is that the recipe? I
can't wait to go home and take
make
a shit.
Make a shit pizza and double it. Take a recipe for garbage pizza and just times two.
$5, hot and ready.
Fucking not. No.
What you got to plug?
I have not eaten a Little Caesars pizza as an adult.
Oh, really? Oh, I had one.
Mike Burns a month keeps ago. Going and getting a little like, I'll eat shit pizza, but is it better than Domino's?
No.
Domino's is reliably trash.
It's better than your run of the mill frozen pizza. It's better than 7-Eleven pizza.
I like a Tombstone pizza.
I like
crispy
sometimes.
In the oven, yeah. Thin crust.
I got to be in the mood.
Or you dress it up yourself with some fresh toppings.
Yeah, a little olive oil.
I had a cauliflower. Fuck. I'm going to stop talking. Okay. I'm plugging nothing.
Yeah, you got nothing to plug? Come on, you got shit to plug.
No, man.
Don't be like that, Kyle.
I don't know. When is this coming?
Don't be like that.
What day is
today
it?
Today is April 17th.
Is it? Tax day?
Yep,
I'm in Australia right now.
Oh, wow.
The sound quality on this remote patch is amazing. Yeah. Melbourne, Sydney next week. Brisbane at the end. That's about it. I got nothing.
Good times. I got a bunch of local shows that I don't like to promote the local shows.
You don't ever tell people about.
Got to work on my craft.
Maybe you got a fun local show though. You know?
Well, I get the fun ones. I'll mention those, but I got nothing till we go out.
Oh God!
Till we go out in May. I will tell you, Gravy Boat season 2 currently SoundCloud.com for people fans of the twang. If you like that hillbilly music,
Dave's got a website called SoundCloud.com.
SoundCloud.com. Just search Dave Stone's Gravy Boat if you're into that obscure country music. I'm getting about 80, 90 listens, downloads a week. So
this is the worst episode we've ever done.
That's not true. That is not true. A lot of competition in that field. All right.
I strive to try harder next week.
No, you're fine, buddy. You're fine. Eat some of that Hallen Ray's. That'll perk you right up.
I will.
Patreon.com/Boogie Monster. $4 a month.
Don't ask him for money.
You get even more exciting content than this.
Q&A.
So get a Q&A, and then I'll teach you how to make some shit. the biscuit, Dave's Kitchen biscuit episode's up now on your SoundCloud. So check that out, patrons. Yeah, all right. You know where to find us. Holler at your boys.
I'm real sorry.
The Boogie Monster.